This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
I'm not angry that the people who would harm me or wish me ill because of who I love get to have their say about me. I'm not angry that there's a divide in a country that I've called my home for the last 8 years. I'm just tired and sad. Sad that other kids are going to question whether they're normal like I question myself, but I got to do that without a no campaign. I'm tired of having conversations where people say to me, it's your job to convince me why voting yes is the right thing to do.
In the lead up to and after the postal survey, Joy fully supported the yes vote on and off the airwaves and created a space for our communities to express how they were feeling and processing through this difficult time. Joy CEO Tennille shares with us why it was important that Joy was more than just a voice for the communities, but a safe space for them as well.
For me, that journey started in September last year when we received a bomb threat here. And it was during the time that the plebiscite was being debated in Parliament. We do from time to time receive nasty emails or phone calls from people who don't like us. But we received a bomb threat and we actually had to evacuate in September of 2016. And it was a time that I sat down with the board and I just sort of said, you know, well, we can't sit on the fence any longer. We'd had this history of not wanting to come out in ardent support of a particular issue because we wanted to make sure that we weren't excluding anybody in our community. But the very fact that we exist, we're political. So we had this conversation, which was, you know what? If we're in, we're in. We actually have to get behind this. We'd never come out in support of marriage equality until September 2016, officially. And that, to me, kind of blew my mind a bit. So that whole yes stuff started in September 2016. It led through to the Radiothon theme, that we still need joy, and then into really focused and dedicated, committed channeling of our energy. And we were going to support our community, number one, so our people listening during that time. We wanted to inform them about what was happening. We wanted to be there to celebrate all of those bits and pieces. And we wanted to empower our content creators to go out there and tell those stories. And we had, like, the gamut in there. Do you know what I mean? I remember washing my cup out in the kitchen one day when one of our daytime just once no when one of our daytime presenters was talking to Erica Betts.
Yeah.
And I remember standing there freezing, just going, whoa, okay, and running and going, why are we talking to this person? So we had the gamut. We spoke to everybody, and I'm really proud of us to have the courage to do that, because we did want to represent all aspects of that. We didn't let anybody off lightly.
No.
But we definitely wanted to capture it. So
what's been your biggest achievement of the year?
I think it's probably a combination of Radiothon and the Yes stuff. I think knowing, you know, rebranding to Yes 94.9, having that content going out across the CRN, we've actually had a massive year. I mean, Mardi Gras this year was phenomenal. You know, breaking all the records with Radiothon was amazing. But more than anything, I think empowering our people to tell their stories. I think that, and having that focus brought back on the fact that we are political just by existing, that we have a right to tell the stories and we have an obligation to represent the communities that we speak for.
And 2018, what's on the horizon?
Even more. So, yeah, look, 2018 is all about branching out into other distribution methods for the content that we create. I mean, we've hit 1 million downloads in podcasts this year. We want to really push that podcast space. And really just lifting even further and creating more opportunities, making sure that we can get rid of more barriers so that even more people can actually participate in the Joy content creation experience.
During the Yes campaign, Joy rebranded to Yes 94.9, with more than 1,000 hours of Yes content produced and broadcast across the community radio network. It was a great space to be a part of and to hear from the diverse voices in our communities, especially as we celebrated our 61.6% yes result. Shaping that voice on our airwaves was Joy Program Director Chris Tate, who continues his reflection on Joy during 2017.
When I came into Joy, I was surprised how safe it was. For an LGBTI radio station, I was surprised how safe it was and how, forgive me for saying it, but how heteronormative it was. There was a lot of safety going on. And I think what that was is people were scared. It's this thing of just blending in. Like, let's just blend in. We'll be the only gay radio station in Australia, but we'll be really quiet about it. And I came in and I was like, you know what? Bugger that. We have license. This is the only LGBTI radio station in Australia. We have a license to not fit in. We have a license to be different. Let's celebrate that. Let's not try and just fit in with the crowd or be one of the cool kids. Let's go, you know what? We're here, we're queer, we're different, and own that. And I think Joy had done that very well in the past, but there was this kind of tide that was turning where it was turning into just another radio station on the dial. And so long as I'm here, I won't allow that to happen. And I'm really proud of the fact that we have owned that. We've owned our voice and the community has responded. This year, I'm going to go through a list of achievements. We have the highest ratings Joy's ever had, 396,000. We're edging towards 400,000 unique listeners per month. We had the highest radiothon ever, over $300,000. That's the biggest fundraiser Joy's ever produced. Our podcast downloads have doubled per month. We've just hit 1 million podcast downloads. So this has been a huge year for Joy, and it's been a year where we've like, you know what, we started as an activist support group and then we turned into this kind of vanilla radio station, and now we're turning back to being what we, going back to our roots. Like, this is what we're here for. We're here to support the community, and I'm really proud of being part of that, and the community is responding.
There was a meeting earlier in the year with Joy volunteers and staff members of whether to take a side on yes or no, or just not take a seat on the bench. Do you think that's been successful with the Yes Week and the Yes campaign and being supportive with that and backing the marriage equality movement?
I think so. And I think we didn't have a choice. Like, there were people at Joy saying, oh, we should be apolitical. We should be on the fence about this. If Australia's only queer radio station doesn't have license to support a yes vote, to unequivocally support a yes vote, then who the hell does? That is the question that I ask. So no, we did not play it safe during that campaign. We 100% put ourselves behind the yes vote. We did not support the plebiscite, and we did not give airtime to no voters or those very aggressive campaigns that came out. Like, no, why would we give airplay to that? They have enough airplay. They're sucking up enough air in the atmosphere. It's like people come to Joy for support. They come to Joy for refuge, and that is what we were going to give them. And we gave them that 100% from the day that bloody postal survey was announced all the way through till the day the announcement of the yes results came through. We supported the yes. We supported the community. We were there for them, and I'm really proud of that. And I think Joy and everyone at Joy should be very proud of that.
Out loud and proud.
Loud and proud.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.